Well, the Mythbusters exhibit, this is the fourth venue for it, so this is the farthest east it's been, and we were really excited when they announced that they were going to have a Mythbusters exhibit. Yeah, I think that the popularity of the show has really been an attendance driver. I've seen a lot of people who were fans, a lot of kids who are fans, they were excited. A lot of parents are telling us that their kids will see the ads on TV or hear them on the radio and start jumping up and down and getting excited. And we have to go to COSI. We have to be able to see the Mythbusters exhibition. The Mythbusters themselves were, they played a key role in developing this and you know, just giving a little bit of consultation because they really wanted this exhibition to be a genuine Mythbuster experience. So they were heavily involved in it. They actually went to the opening in MSI and were going through and trying to, you know, tweak a few things, bring a couple more props and things like that. So it's a really exciting thing.
Great. And what does the exhibit bring to COSI? How is it different from exhibits in the past? I know you talked about CSI and water. And
the Mythbusters mix scientific method with gleeful curiosity, which is sort of what we like to do here, and it makes for a really great interactive hands-on exhibit. With the scientific method, that's something that the Mythbusters use on their show all the time. And in a nutshell, scientific method is you create a hypothesis, you test it out, you either get to your conclusion or you start over again. And that's what the Mythbusters are all about. And even in the exhibit, as you're going through, you'll find a lot of the different exhibits will, it's okay if you haven't gotten to your conclusion. You can try it again. You can try it a different way. And in fact, we have mobile devices, and the exhibition asks you to record your findings as you're going through these different exhibitions, mm-hmm. because the Mythbusters themselves, they want to make sure that they get all of this scientific data as we're going through. Running in the rain is a perfect example. There are a lot of different factors that go into that. How hard was it raining? You know, was it, sometimes here in Ohio, it rains sideways. Mm-hmm. You're not getting out of that without getting a few raindrops on you. So that helps them to find out the different factors.
The first part of the exhibit, we haven't talked about that much, but it features props from the show and it features their clothes and all that. How does this relate to the hands-on part of the exhibit?
Yeah. Well, I think when you have an exhibition that's based on a really popular TV show that's in its 10th year of filming, I think that you have to show a little bit of the props and gadgets that they've used. The fact that it's in the beginning of the exhibition, I think it really gets you excited, and you get to see the artifacts that they've used on the show. And so by the time you get through that portion, which is relatively small, you're ready to try out those myths and really become a Mythbuster.
So tell me about the reactions. It's only in its second week here, but you're here until September. And then there's also a live show, right? Have you seen a lot of participation from that?
The live show at the end, which features testing your reaction time against a paintball, has gotten a great response. People are engaged in it. They're excited to see it. They're excited to participate in it. There's a little bit of a different part of it. You first start out with three people, and they have buzzers, and they will react against light or sound to see who's the fastest, and then of those three people, that person will get to actually put on protective gear and let us fire a paintball at them. We've gotten a lot of really great feedback on the exhibition. People are having fun. You really don't even have to be a fan of the show to enjoy it because it's so hands-on and interactive, and there's a lot of fun things to do in there.